This caught my eye yesterday. And Second Lady Usha Vance launching Storytime with the Second Lady podcast to promote childhood literacy. I'm a huge advocate of Read Aloud, and that's what this is. The first episode, they had the first three episodes already posted. The first episode featuring the Second Lady reading The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter. Later podcast episodes will feature special guest readers, including celebrities, children's authors, athletes, veterans, musicians, and more. The podcast, part of Mrs. Vance's ongoing initiative to increase childhood literacy rates and inspire a love of reading in children across the country. Great idea. You know, we have the Kids Summer Reading Challenge each and every year. And apparently last year, Ms. Vance, wouldn't it be Mrs. Vance? Anyhow, launched her Summer Reading Challenge herself, which received tens of thousands of submissions from across all 50 states and most U.S. territories. With both her podcast and the Summer Reading Challenge, Usha Vance hopes to nurture curiosity and a love of learning in kids outside of regular school hours, especially during the summer months. So that's great. Yeah, for sure. All right, well, maybe we'll push Today in History off till later, because we got to get to our Devo from Bob Goff. Thanks to the good reaction from Keith and Owen. Also, Bob and Rice Lake to yesterday's reading from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. We close out the month with this one. Quit settling for a reasonable faith. Matthew 18:3 says, he said, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Bob Goff says, there's this moment plenty of people face when they get to be around 40 years old. They stop and ask themselves, is this it? The routines of life and all that they've worked towards start to feel a little empty. At least it's not living up to the hype and their expectations. Facing a future filled with several decades of monotony is paralyzing. It's not what we imagined when we were kids. Bob Goff says some people buy motorcycles or get new tattoos when the boredom settles in. Some get into trouble and ruin the few beautiful things they had going for them. Goff says, what I did was this. I traded in my office in a downtown Seattle high-rise for a spot at Tom Sawyer Island. We don't feel the dull ache of boredom because we don't have options. We feel the ache because we've forgotten the magic in everyday moments. Here's the good news, says Goff. We're all just one good decision and a trip to Tom Sawyer Island away from the life we can still remember and really want. He says God put us on a playground with billions of people to hang out with. He told us that we could be part of his plan to make every person feel seen and celebrated. He gave us cotton candy and Ferris wheels, pianos, and people who make music. He gave us imagination so we could dream things no one's ever done, and a sense of humor so we'd find delight in everything. Sure, says Goff, quitting my own law firm and moving to Tom Sawyer Island was a bad economic move, but it was a great new creation decision. Don't miss the chance to make yours today. Take the shot. If your faith feels boring, it's probably because you lost your sense of wonder a while back. Quit settling for a reasonable faith. Trade it in for something far better. Faith like a child's. Today's question: what could innocent, childlike faith do to your perspective today? Still celebrating the birthday celebrants for today, however, via faith. I'm remembering my late great professor, Henry Lippold. His birthday was on March 31st, and I don't have exact, I'll get you the facts on how old he would have been today. My most memorable professor ever was such a great guy, and he continues to impact me to this day. He lived life with enthusiasm, infectious enthusiasm, passionate for journalism, be it print or broadcast, and to know him was to love him and appreciate him, and to have, you knew if you had him as a student, you were blessed. Happy birthday to Dan Allender's wife, Becky Allender, today. Jenna Hollow, Tammy Slowiak, she's helped us out on color analysis on softball and even baseball, and also for girls volleyball this fall as well. Patrick Couture. Happy birthday to Pat. You hear him with the program on Wednesday nights here and Saturday evenings on WWIB from Keystone Financial. Susan Sieber turning a year older today, as is Dale Erickson in Menominee. Becky Hoig and B. Larson, Tom Kinney. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. Also on the national scene, this one made me feel old. Shirley Jones from the musical Oklahoma and the Partridge Family turning 92. Actor Christopher Walken is 83. Gabe Kaplan from Welcome Back, Kotter, 81. Former Vice President Al Gore, I just saw him pop up from a podcast he was on, is 78. Rhea Perlman, remember her from Cheers, married to Danny DeVito, is 78 today. Ewan McGregor is 55. Obi-Wan Kenobi played Utah. Let's see. And YouTube star Liza Koshy, I have no idea who that is 30 today. All right, our promise of the day from 365promises.com. For that, from Barry Adams, is Deuteronomy 4:31. I will not forget my promises because I am a merciful God. Okay, do we have some, we have 17, as I counted them up, 17 different folks who got in on the birthday celebrations this month. And so we go back to the beginning and give you the first two winners of the $25 Jim Bob certificate is, we got Tony Foreman. Tony, actually, congratulations. It seems like Samantha and Cody Scheidler let us know that about your birthday earlier this month. So happy, well, again, you got a $25 Jim Bob certificate. Also going away with another one is Candy Marty Karina. And Candy had a birthday back on March 2nd. And then finally, to finish things off, we close it out with near the end of the pack here, actually. Our final winner is Allison Nordgren. Allison, you're our grand prize winner. And we heard about her birthday from Lisa Helgeson earlier this month. Allison, on March 25th, had a birthday described as an amazing mom of twin five-year-old boys. She homeschools, keeps a nice home, works hard without recognition. And boy, is she going to love the prize package that she just won. Our Celebrations Monthly winner, Allison Nordgren. Congratulations. All right, finally, I told you something kind of interesting to me. I love Read Aloud. It's huge. It's a benefit that we bring as parents, brothers and sisters, grandmas and grandpas, to kids. Reading Aloud. I highly recommend Jim Trulise's book, The New Read Aloud Handbook. Heard him interviewed on Dobson's Focus on the Family years ago. Impacted me deeply. And there's nothing like having your wife say, I'm so glad you championed reading aloud to our kids. Because I did. And it's important. And Second Lady Usha Vance is championing that. Just starting a podcast yesterday. Launched Storytime with the Second Lady. Here she talks about it.
I've always loved reading from when I was a kid until today. And now, as a mom, story time with my kids is the highlight of my day. Books have taken our family on so many adventures. Through books, we've learned so many new things about science and nature, faraway countries, ancient civilizations, America's history, and more. Most of all, we've had lots of fun reading together. I thought it would be even more fun to share story time with all of you. So every few weeks, we'll gather here in my office to read together. If you look around, we've turned my office into a reading nook using some of our family's Lego projects. We also like to read with our dog Atlas, so see if you can spot him here in the room. There's also a little public library where my friends and I like to share books. Do you have one, or a big public library, in your own neighborhood? Libraries are such wonderful places to pick out new books and make friends.
Last day of the month, there's always a lot going on here at WWIB, and something new here this year in 2026 is Made Pro's Veteran Cleaning Giveaway. The company has a heart for service members, and they want to make their lives a little easier by donating 1 4-hour cleaning each month, every month of 2026.
That's right. And in fact, head to WWIB.com/MadePro to nominate yourself or someone you know who has served our country. Possibly their spouse is running their household without the loved one and could use a little help.
So here is our winner for March, last day of March. It is Bryant Walczak. Bryant is so proud to have served his country, but now his wife has been hospitalized. He has two boys at home, ages 8 and 11. So anything helps, and Made Pro is happy to come and be of service. Mm.
Made Pro Cleaning Service, 3404 Mall Drive in Eau Claire. We thank them for this monthly award.
Hi, my name is Mike from La Crosse. And in the CCM Tournament Showdown, I nominated Jeremy Camp. My second song is Anxious Heart. The song's about casting all your anxiety and cares on the Lord. So if you have an anxious heart, cast all your anxieties and cares on the Lord so that you can have peace in your life. So please vote for Anxious Heart by Jeremy Camp. Thank you.
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire. I chose Phil Wickham's song, Homesick for Heaven, for my second song. We know our days here on earth can bring trials. They're brief and fleeting, and they make us yearn for heaven. Jesus came that we would have life everlasting. And so we live in that hope, waiting patiently for heaven. Please enjoy Homesick for Heaven.
And the voting has closed in the final second-round matchup in this year's 2026 WIB Wake Up Show CCM Song Showdown. Jeremy Camp's Anxious Heart against Phil Wickham's Homesick for Heaven.
And we do have a winner who will be claiming the final spot in the Final Four in the semifinals. It is Phil Wickham as Homesick for Heaven defeats Anxious Heart. Phil Wickham over Jeremy Camp in this matchup. Well played by Jeremy. Moving on, had that upset right away, but falls to Phil Wickham. And so Phil Wickham, the last entrant into that Final Four.
All right. Congratulations to Julian Eau Claire. Her artist moves on. Tomorrow's semifinal showdown, a song from Josiah Queen against one from Toby Mac. Well, we're all looking for a better immune system, but maybe there's a way we can do it that we're not aware of.
Apparently, hanging out with friends. Recent research shows that positive social experiences like family celebrations, enjoyable conversations, spending time with friends, significantly strengthen the immune system for up to 48 hours afterward.
Huh, that's a good deal. Now, during COVID, we were told to stay away from people.
And maybe that wasn't such a good idea. I don't know. But interesting. Spend time with friends to boost your immune system.
Yeah, scientists found that these uplifting interactions increase the production of natural killer cells and beneficial cytokines, both key in defending against infection.
Who knew? Conversely, because again, we're talking about spending time with friends, but positive friends, uh-huh. right? Again, bad company corrupts good character, right? As scripture mm-hmm. says. So again, positive, uplifting friends. Well, conversely, negative experiences such as arguments, workplace criticism, or social rejection can suppress immune activity for about a day, making your body more vulnerable to illness.
You get 9 words of praise and 1 criticism, and what are you remembering?
Indeed.
We both know that. Hey, look, this is the big moment because I've got in front of me, and I think you do too, the grand prize, and it's got 5 different aspects to it, and this is our big, giant way of saying thank you to our WIB Hoop partners.
Yes, and those Hoop partners already received a gift card courtesy of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated as a thank you to them for becoming a Hoop partner during this revamped March Hope and Hoops. And again, last day of March, if you didn't get a chance to give, and you're like, I really want to support those 21 Christ-centered programs, by all means, you can certainly do so. Put it in the mail or stop in or call in or go online safely and securely and quickly at wwib.com/giving. But these folks already received one thank you, but now someone's going to get a really, really big thank you for their support, WIB Inc.
Yes. So, in fact, it is somebody's going to win a large pizza each month for a year from Pizza Hut in Chippewa Falls.
They're going to win a family movie and pizza party for up to 8 people from Mycon Cinemas.
That's awesome. How about a $150 gift certificate to Down to Earth?
How about this? Courtesy of OneFest, 2 regular reserve seats and 2 meet and greets with the Saturday night headliner, Joel and Luke of For King and Country.
We were just saying off air, 4 months from today, for OneFest gets going. Yeah, July 31st. And finally, somebody's going to get family tickets for up to 8 for Aqua Via Lumina in Wisconsin Dells.
So again, the nonprofit of WIB Inc. has tallied up everyone who did this, mm-hmm. has put them into a random drawing, and we have used our random number generator to determine who wins this huge grand prize package, and it is Ann Vollendorf from Eau Claire. Congratulations, Ann, the grand prize winner.
Congratulations, Ann. We're so happy for you and your family. Thanks so much for being a supporter of WIB Incorporated this month. And she took part in a couple of different ways.
Yeah, so you may have seen the video on our social media. Ann said, we don't do a lot of sports or at least a lot of basketball in our house, but we do a lot of laundry. And so she filmed herself shooting dirty clothes into the washing machine with a WIB magnet on there. Very cool. So love the video. And also I'm reading as well that she sponsored, there's a homeschool tour and sponsored kids shooting on our Little Tykes hoop here in studio. So thank you so much, Ann, for the wonderful support, and enjoy these prizes to the fullest.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ann. Thanks for your support of WWIB, where we are family. You know, you hear about Sports Hall of Fames. I can even tell you some unique city, right? Cooperstown, New York is where the Baseball Hall of Fame is. I don't think I've ever been there, but it
sounds... Ohio Football Hall of Fame for the NFL.
Yeah, there you go. Springfield, Massachusetts, the Basketball Hall of Fame. But do you know where the Accounting Hall of Fame is?
I do not.
It is online and award-based, the American Accounting Association. So there, that was kind of not fair of me. How about the Agriculture Hall of Fame?
That's in Bonner Springs, Kansas. Mm-hmm. What Hall of Fame is in Merritt Island, Florida?
The Astronauts Hall of Fame.
The Kennedy Space Center. Non-athletic halls of fame, because there can be halls of fame for all sorts of things. For instance, in Dayton, Ohio, the Aviation Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. And if you go to Owensboro, Kentucky, you could visit the Bluegrass Hall of Fame.
That makes sense. In Petal, Mississippi, the Checkers Hall of Fame.
There's a Checkers Hall of Fame?
How does one get into the Checkers Hall of Fame?
Wow. That is something. The Chess Hall of Fame, not to be outdone, is in St. Louis, Missouri.
I guess I never really thought of St. Louis as a chess town, but there you go. The Circus Hall of Fame, of course, we've got the Circus Museum in Baraboo, Wisconsin, but in Peru, Indiana, is the Circus Hall of Fame.
And so in Baraboo, they kind of note that as also celebrating clowns. I think that would be tied in with the same one. And Cowgirl Hall of Fame is in Fort Worth, Texas.
In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, at the University of Alabama, the Insurance Hall of Fame.
I don't think I'm visiting. The Magic Hall of Fame in Marshall, Michigan.
In Maryland, in Silver Spring, Maryland, the Nurses Hall of Fame. Mm,
this one seems to fit. In Chicago, Illinois, the Radio Hall of Fame.
Halls of Fame that are non-athletics related in Pittsburgh, PA, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Carnegie Science Center, the Robots Hall of Fame.
That sounds kind of interesting.
That does sound really cool.
We've been to the Tommy Bartlett kind of along those lines, Robot Activity Center, something like that in the Dells. The Teachers Hall of Fame, they have one in Emporia, Kansas.
You all are deserving, teachers. Appreciate all you do. A couple more, both in Rochester, New York. We've talked about this before, the Toys Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Usually we talk about the nominees for each year, right. But yeah, if you go to Rochester, New York, Toy Hall of Fame.
And then there is a Video Games Hall of Fame. I kid you not, it's in Rochester, New York.
I'm sure my children would have some strong opinions on what should and shouldn't be in the Video Games Hall of Fame. They do enjoy gaming.